From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
And the CPI read won't have helped him either.
No, hey, plenty going on in the last 24 hours, isn't there? Now, as I mentioned yesterday, inflation becoming a key concern globally. Of course, we look to the big economies, don't we, to get the sort of global barometer. So we talked about China yesterday. Overnight, the US released their latest monthly CPI number. We always bring it back to context, Mike. When we started this year, we were expecting to get sort of significant interest rate relief from the Federal Reserve over the course of the year. But this year is panning out quite differently. Currently, no Fed interest rate cuts are expected. Actually, next move is now will be a hike, not for some time, though. Inflation is the key factor. So overnight, inflation has accelerated in the US. Gasoline, sort of petrol prices are a key contributor, as are grocery costs. At a headline level, CPI has come in on an annual basis at 3.8%. That is higher than expectations of 3.7%, which was also a step change higher than the previous monthly read of a year-on-year change of 3.3%. So that's going the wrong way. Gas prices, they're up 28% in the last 2 months. And look, the thing is, Mike, even if the conflict finishes today, you can still expect, I've been talking about this for the last week or so, you can still expect price rises to feed through over the next couple of months because things like fertilizer will impact on the general inflation. You exclude the volatile stuff like the food and energy and you get core inflation, it's 2.8%. That was expected at 2.7%, but also above the previous 2.6%. So the Iran war is being felt. Yeah. It's exacerbating these cost of living concerns. But don't worry, Mike, because you're going to have a beautiful new big lovely ballroom at the White House, won't they? Yeah, look, hey, Mike, I ask the question every morning. We always ask this question, is the Strait of Hormuz open? The answer is no. The oil price is now at $107. US interest rates are sort of grinding higher. And overnight, this has pulled back some of those frothier gains we were seeing in things like the semiconductor space. So the NASDAQ is a little bit lower.
Right, so bring it back home. What about the trachometer?
What about the trachometer? So we got varied local data yesterday. Unfortunately, it's all a little soft. It's second-tier data, but it just all adds to the flavour, doesn't it? The ANZ trachometer, yeah, a soft result like traffic index, a good indicator of the state of demand, gives us a six-month read on the momentum in the economy. It fell 1.7%. Year-on-year, it's still up 2.4%, but this measure has fallen quite markedly in the last couple of months. Probably no surprise that we are driving less with the cost of gas, but you know the momentum there is slowing. The heavy traffic index gives us a read on production GDP. Look, it is trending higher. It did fall 1.2% in the month, but it's up 2.6 year on year, so it's in slightly better shape in the short term than the LTI at this stage.
Right, what about the concrete?
Yeah, unfortunately, also a soft result. A little dated first quarter. So the March quarter was up 1.8% compared to the March 25 quarter, which I guess is better than a fall. But if I look at the annual number, Mike, 12 months to March 26, the total pull was down 3.8% compared to 12 months to March 2025. It does suggest that we're seeing weaker conditions in the construction sector. It gets interesting if you drill down to the regional level. That concrete pour falling on an annual basis in both Auckland and Wellington regions, but lifting in Southland, and there would have been no prices for guessing that it would have been somewhere in the South on. Southland's on fire. So, generally sort of confirms the fact that everything's looking a little bit soft.
And the government books headline was all right. You look at the tax, though, you got to worry about that, don't you?
You do. Look, so we're getting pretty close to our budget day, sort of in late May. At the headline level, the operating balance, the handily named OBGALX, was slightly better than expected. There's always timing issues over the course of the year, Mike. I'm not sure at this stage whether those timing issues are relevant to that being better or worse. But I think the concern here, and certainly the concern for the finance minister, will be this weakening that we're seeing in the tax takes. You're seeing it on GST, you're seeing it on personal tax as well, and we're also projecting slower growth. What does slow growth mean, Mike? Less tax.
This is true. What are the numbers?
Right. Well, actually, the Dow Jones has gone virtually nowhere overnight. It's up 2 points, actually, as I look at it, 49,708. The S&P 500, however, is down just over 0.5%, 7372. And the NASDAQ, as I said, those semiconductor stocks getting hit a little bit. NASDAQ is down 1.37%, 359 points, 25,914. Overnight, small change in the FTSE 100, down 4, 10,265. The Nikkei yesterday gained 0.5%. 62742. The Shanghai Composite was down small, 4214. The Aussies, of course, they will react today to the budget overnight. They yesterday during the day they lost 0.36%, 31 points, 8670. We had a weekday on the NZX 50 yesterday, down 130 points, just under 1% fall, 13,080. The Kiwi dollar, 0.5944 against the US. 0.8227 against the Aussie, 0.5066 euro, 0.4, almost at 44p against the against the pound, 0.4396, and 93.74 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at 4,678, and as I said, the oil price actually now starting to creep higher, $107.43.
We will enjoy your company tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.